Changes are coming to Seattle City Hall. This year, Seattle will elect council members by neighborhood district. Already, three veteran councilors have pulled themselves out of the running. It's the most upheaval City Hall's seen in almost 20 years. So just how much will district elections shake up our city? Ross Reynolds asked the three outgoing veterans for their take on that.
Nick Licata has been on the Seattle City Council for 17 years. He voted for district council seats.
It appealed to my sort of grassroots democracy orientation that it's important to have people understand who exactly represents them.
What does Licata think it'll mean for the city that most council members will come from districts?
I suspect that there'll be a lot more potholes filled in front of people's homes.
Tom Rasmussen thinks this change could be bad for the city.
It compromised too much the ability of council members to look at the good of the whole, if we can say, that what's good for the entire city.
Outgoing city council member Sally Clark says councilors elected by district will naturally focus on internal district issues.
But if I'm thinking of some of the districts that, you know, for instance, are really wanting a much bigger investment in terms of mass transit, you have to work beyond the district. And you have to work beyond just the five votes you can get at city council.
Nick Licata says that this inward focus of district elected council members won't last.
So I think that the first term, there'll be a heavier emphasis on neighborhood sort of issues. And I think once they work out how they get their own offices sort of smoothly operating to deliver those services, then they'll feel more comfortable going back to engaging in those sort of the larger issues that the city faces.
Outgoing Seattle City Council members Nick Licata, Sally Clark, and Tom Rasmussen, they all spoke with Ross Reynolds. Chris Tasanovich is a political scientist at the University of California in Los Angeles. He's studied municipal district systems, and he says the Seattle Council members' predictions are pretty spot on.
It seems pretty reasonable to me that there will be more of a focus on local policy once you've switched to a districted system. At the same time, I wouldn't say that that will necessarily be hugely detrimental to getting large, bigger picture policies done and fixed. And so I think that it remains to be seen the extent to which you'll actually see that kind of major shift.
Well, as we move to district elections, which is going to happen at the beginning of 2016, what changes can we expect? And let's start with the positive changes. What's good about it?
So there's a couple of differences that research has systematically shown. One of those differences in the positive direction is that districted systems tend to increase minority representation, both in terms of political and ethnic minorities. So you're likely to see a more diverse city council. Another positive to a districted system is that voting for a single city councilor is simpler. Seattle will be moving to a mixed system, so there'll still be two at-large council members, but it certainly makes the job of a voter easier to only have to vote for a smaller number of councilors.
What are the potential pitfalls of a district system or a mixed system like Seattle will have?
One of the big possible negatives is that once you move to a districted system, it introduces the possibility that city council members can be involved in the drawing of their own districts. And that means that they may be able to tweak district boundaries to make their own seats safer and to make elections less competitive. In my own research with Chris Warshaw at MIT, we've looked across the country at cities that have at-large systems and cities that have districted systems. And what we found is that it doesn't seem to be the case that this pushes policy in either a more liberal or more conservative direction relative to the people living in those cities. And so it doesn't seem to be that you get a systematically different policy in the two systems, but it still may be the case that city councilors are able to manipulate their own districts.
I'm speaking with Chris Tasanovich. He is a political scientist at the University of California in Los Angeles. So the transition obviously is going to affect incumbents who may have to run by district. It may affect how they do business. How much will this council district system affect me, just Jane citizen?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what's going to change in terms of policy. It may be the case, as the outgoing council members suggested, that there's more of a focus on local issues, solving problems in your local neighborhood, as opposed to solving bigger picture challenges. But other than that, the biggest immediate change will be that you will have a certain amount of turnover on the city council, and so there's going to be new city council members who have a new perspective and possibly some immediate policy changes as a result.
You've been studying this with your colleagues in cities across the country. What kinds of concrete boots-on-the-ground changes have you seen that we might see in Seattle?
Well, the truth is that there haven't been that many different systematic changes across different sorts of cities. Cities that have at-large systems as opposed to cities that have districted systems tend to have very similar policy outcomes at the end of the day.
Hmm. So if you're going to end this conversation with one piece of advice for the city of Seattle as we launch into our new adventure in administration, what would that advice be?
Well, I would say two things. The first is that you have to watch out for this issue of city council members being involved in drawing their own districts. The second is that representation is hard, and it requires effort both on the behalf of citizens and on behalf of council members. And so even if you have a new system, you can't be complacent that those institutions are going to solve the city's problems. And so going forward, I would say you have to really work at this job of representation rather than just relying on the new system.
Chris Tasanovich is a political scientist at the University of California in Los Angeles. Seattle will elect 7 city council members by district and 2 at large in the November election.